Okay. Well, if we're happy with that, I don't care.
Yeah, I mean, as long as you can straighten it.
I don't care either, Pat.
As long as you can straighten it out to the point where it's intelligible, it's fine.
Yeah, it's not actually that hard.
When you really think about it, there's always a delay between your brain taking a sound and processing it into words.
Man, glad that we spent time talking about that. Okay, John's turn.
That's fucking crazy and deep. I've never heard anything like that.
It's
mind
John's
is so
turn
blown.
To
do the intro.
The name of the episode, John, is The Greenhouse Jungle.
Great. And it's episode 11?
It's episode 2 of season 2.
Ooh. All right, great. Okay, I'm ready.
All right. Let's go.
I hope everyone out there is ready to transcend, because it's time for another episode of the Never Relevant Podcast, in which we talk over episodes of Columbo and sometimes other things. This is season 2, episode 2 of Columbo, entitled Greenhouse Jungle. I am John Cates, and I am joined by Hugh Putman.
That's me. I'm here.
And Patrick.
Oh, sorry.
Patrick.
What's up? Hey.
Man,
and we're also
flawless opening. Yes. Okay. I think this is the one where they rented out some cliff space in this episode. The set people, and they get as much as they can out of it, and it's great.
That is exactly the right amount of foreshadowing to get me all boggy.
I really want to be the person who rents out, like who rents cliff space to people.
manager.
It's half very desperate TV producers and half murderers.
I don't think murderers would rent a space out, Pat. That's a paper trail. Unless you offer that service.
Would you keep a notebook?
I don't care. Just give me cash.
Would you keep a notebook?
No. Why would I keep a notebook?
Call it the Cliff Note.
Oh! We did it!
Zing!
But then I might have to keep a record of all the bodies at the bottom of the cliff.
Why do you sound like you're talking through a rag?
The phone, honey.
He must be extremely spitty if he's worried about just like drooling all over his phone receiver.
Well, it's his phone too, so like
did you see that she's got like a little tableau of statues behind the head of her bed?
Wait, what?
Oh, separate bedrooms. The sure sign of a successful marriage.
Hey, is one of those a photo, a painting of Marx?
Probably.
I don't know. Loose gun in a drawer. It's the 60s. Well, 70s.
She slides it back in. Fuck this.
Just throw that back in there. Is she looking at her passport? Is that what this bitty man was asking about? I wasn't paying very good attention. Ooh, hunky Tony.
Sign.
Why would you sleep in a separate bed from that man?
Oh, she's a pretty lady.
I'm surprised you can comment on her attractiveness when her head is like 70% hair.
I like big hair on a woman.
Who answers a phone and say, whom? Whom?
Right? She just answered it and said whom into it.
It's gonna cut back to this rich lady in her French salon of a bedroom, and I want you to check out all the fucking statues behind her bed. What are those? Are those spirit guardians? What are they for?
You guys are missing this great acting.
Do these statues belong?
I don't know where he is, Mrs. I also have the same.
They all love this boy.
Man, but everyone's... It seems like they went to the same convention and got the same bad picture with the same bad signature.
They went to the con.
Those were both from their yearbooks, and they just got them enlarged.
This is where he's actually fucking.
Wow. I'm in the tuliptorium. My tulip chamber.
Oh, come on. Only squares refuse midnight badminton.
Maybe this is like 5 a.m. badminton.
This guy's all shifty now.
Oh, man. I mean, that's even better because you all know 5 a.m. badminton, you do a line of coke off the net.
That's right. Off the net. You got to balance that coke on there. I like that he's got a phone that he can walk around with in the tuliptorium.
It's always a super good idea to do a bunch of cocaine and then do a bunch of extremely rigorous exercise.
Yeah, badminton, the most rigorous exercise.
Yo, any kind of tennis-style game is basically sprinting back and forth.
Badminton is the least of those, I would say.
Badminton is also not a huge net.
Sure.
If badminton was as big as tennis, like, no one would get it anywhere. It's the boy!
Here he is! Here's Hunky Tony! Everyone's got his photos.
The boy has arrived.
He's so upset.
Do you think I can get him to sign my photo of him?
Oh, is no, Hunky... this guy, he doesn't like that he has money and pretty ladies.
Uh-huh.
I think a good way to know who the murderer is whoever mentions money first. Another loose gun.
Look at all of these drawer guns.
You know, this makes me less self-conscious about my drawer gun.
Let me just turn this over and over in my hand. It'll work once I kill you, Hunky Tony.
That's a thing a Batman villain says.
Very true.
Oh, hell yeah, they're gonna drag race.
Fucking A.
This wasn't part of the plan.
Is this the Columbo Fast and Furious crossover?
He's still Peter Falk. I'm just waiting for that Peter Falk changeover.
John, they're not gonna do it this early on. They gotta titillate.
Yeah, I know. But I heard that when he turns into Peter Falk, his penis is out at all times, and I'm just very excited about that.
God.
It can no longer be contained. Like, we're going to see a title card in between that time. And
is it
like,
just me, or is this man's car super long?
It's very long. But, John, you'll know when it's coming because the letters before, like in episodes before, will just start vibrating, trying to change shape.
I think the reason Columbo does not have his dick out at all times is because he knows it's too intimidating and he'd solve cases too fast.
People would just take one look at that hog and give up everything.
She's like, fuck, I can't handle this.
They'd be like, the cat's totally out of the bag. I mean, look how out of the bag his cat is.
Speaking of cats, I thought only cats had barbed penises. I was wrong.
Oh, I don't like this part of the Columbo mythos, but that's what you get for writing in a shared universe.
I thought you were going to go with Columbo's dick is shaped like a cat.
All right, sure.
And maybe meows. When it's happy.
Look at all this pageantry.
The idea of someone having like a penis that makes noise is very uncomfortable to me.
I mean, have you ever put your ear up to a penis?
Luckily not. Luckily
not.
Then
how could you say it doesn't already make noise?
Mine doesn't. So.
Have you put your ear up to your penis?
Fair enough. I'm not a contortionist, Pat.
Gotcha.
And I don't appreciate you pointing that out.
Nailed you
in front of our
sounds
audience.
Like they put out
self-conscious.
Sounds like they put out an APB on Hunky Tony.
Oh no. Oh shit, $300,000 is like
that's like infinite money in '70s dollars.
Yeah, that's Jeff Bezos money.
This guy's about to be a 300,000-aire.
No one's got $300,000. In the 70s, people used to post on Facebook about how no one should be allowed to have $300,000.
Who needs that much money? And then someone's like, no, they don't actually have that much. That's just what their net worth is. If they sold all their long cars, then the long car stock would go down, and they wouldn't actually have $300,000.
It would ruin the economy.
Exactly. You can't have that many long cars up for sale.
And they would totally not address the point that probably no one person should have that much power over the market.
Or that many.
Conveniently. Is he just? Oh, okay.
He is such.
I thought he was just holding Hunky Tony up all the time.
So it's a fake death, right? Or fake kidnapping?
Seems like it.
I think he is really bad, like gun safety.
I agree.
Oh, yeah, he's just waving, just waggling
it. Holding a gun while pushing a car. Anybody listening, do not do physical labor while holding a gun.
Also, put the safety on when you're pointing the gun around.
If you are holding a gun, the only thing you should be doing is holding the gun and making sure that it's not pointed at people.
You gotta remember, though, that the word safety was not invented until 1979.
Okay, fair enough.
These cars probably don't even have seatbelts. In fact, they probably have, like, razors on the dashboard that instantly kill you in the event of even a minor crash.
I can believe that.
Look at that big old hulking car.
Here comes Columbo.
He doesn't even wait for the cop to wave him through.
Hey, mister.
No one believes
this guy does not give a shit.
I'm a He's about to get
you're a cop. Fuck you.
He's about to get his soul sealed in an infinity prism. Is what he's gonna get. Jesus.
It's like, listen, Mr. Columbo, you keep saying you're a cop, but I walked in on you committing tax fraud, and I don't know what that has to do with what you're doing.
Don't ever question me.
Now, this guy is showing a proper level of deference.
No,
Columbo
is suspicious.
Yeah,
Columbo looks
at him
like, what the fuck are you doing? What do you know?
We're seeing an Illuminatus on screen.
Yeah, Columbo's like, I'm on thin fucking ice right now.
Yo, humans aren't supposed to know I'm here.
Yeah.
there's a reason why I dress so dumpy. How can you see me?
Only my victims can see me. Everyone else just sees a formless gray mist. His body exploded on impact. No trace.
Completely atomized.
Yes. Yes.
I'm suddenly reminded of the scene in Heavy Rain where you have to climb a hill.
Oh my god.
Shut the fuck up.
It's
the best.
Oh,
I told
wow.
you. It's the best. Oh, I fucking love that. I love that scene.
Oh,
Columbo just blasts down the hill.
He just fucking goes for it.
Have any of you guys played Heavy Rain?
And then eats
it's like the
it.
Quickest way down. You're right,
Columbo. Do you think this is where that scene in Heavy Rain comes from?
Absolutely.
Where you have to hold like 30 buttons to ascend a slope?
Yeah, he fucked up. He fucked up the, like, horrible game of controller twister.
His QuickTime event did not go well.
Oh, this man's got a little fact notebook.
Wait, so they did find a body.
Wait, is the implication Ooh. Here that those people on their way to school, like, took a jump down this cliff?
Oh, wait, the juveniles found the car.
The car.
They didn't find a body.
Yeah, they were just doing wheelies down this hill, doing kickflips over the car.
They were just doing a Columbo down this hill and just going end over end.
That's what the kids call it.
Yeah, I remember going after school in Columbo and Columboing all
Columbrin,
over
yes.
town.
No, I think their plan probably depends on the fact that this model of 1970s car actually had an attachment on the dashboard that would instantly turn you to nothing if you got in an accident.
Just pure vapor.
Yeah. Oh, no, they're staging a kidnapping.
Help, I have been kidnapped.
A callback to the first episode.
Oh shit, is Columbo going to solve the JonBenet Ramsey kidnapping?
Oh my god.
Oh, I fucking hope so.
Oh no, there's a smart cop.
I didn't know you police officers here could speak.
That's amazing. Usually you just stand around and wait for me to do something.
Hey, listen.
Y'all just loom over people I tell you to.
I'm going to hand you this sharpened stick, and I'm going to observe what you do with it.
No pressure.
What's your capacity for using tools?
Here's a glass of water. You can't reach the stone at the bottom, but here's some other stones. Do you think you could, or you know what I mean? The fucking floating, bobbing thing or whatever. Do with crows.
I don't know what that is.
Oh, you don't? Oh, it's awesome. They put like a little nut in some water, and their crow can't reach the nut that's floating in the water, but they put some weights there that the crow can put into the water and raise the water level, and they like actually found crows that could like figure that shit out and do it, which
that's
is like
great.
Yeah, which is such a like genius fucking thing for a bird to do.
He is an acorn. He's a nut. Get it over to the crime lab. All you have is stones.
This guy's licking this envelope closed.
Cut to the crime lab, and it's actually just squirrels.
Certainly, sir. Oh, yes.
I'm surprised how well Columbo is adjusting to having a lackey.
I want to just hand him a Gremlin Weed cigar and go, smoke this. Let's see if you can see if you can handle my world, boy.
You think you're cool? All right, let's see if you're cool.
Smoke this entire handful of Gremlin Weed.
When you finish it,
and
I'll know you're
Columbo,
ready.
And soon, Columbo, you shall be my lover.
Yeah, three. That assistant is probably seeing 1,000. Some premonitions of Peter Falk.
Look at her outfit. What? This guy's just got a whole lot of fucking hot
takes.
Is this
like his butler or like his dad?
No, it seems like it's some rich friend of his.
It's like a business advisor, I think.
Yeah.
Isn't a butler just a business advisor? I mean, I'm only familiar with them in the context of Batman.
They're butlers.
So you think a butler is a dad? Have you been calling your dad your butler for your whole life?
I mean, a dad, tech support, the guy who gives you, like, who makes you dinner. You know,
a butler is like a dad plus a bunch of other cool features. It's a dad 2.0.
Can I tell you about the real Batman comic where there's a plot about how Alfred was used to cook Thomas Wayne?
Let's do that in a different one, in a different Columbo, or maybe not during a Columbo podcast.
Yeah,
because I
want
to watch Columbo talk to these people.
Let's maybe use a different word.
Oh, Martha Wayne made Thomas Wayne watch as she fucked Alfred.
That's no good.
Yeah, that's
and Alfred might be Bruce Wayne's real dad.
This is like all this. Bad. I prefer to think about Columbo's asymmetrical eyeballs just staring into these rich people's souls.
Well, that's what the glass eyes for. Like, as our lore dictates, it is a millennium item.
The detective murderer relationship for this episode has been revealed. Jarvis is going to be a rude fuck to Columbo.
You think Jarvis is just gonna like kill the guy and just becomes a real murderer?
Oh, definitely. No, fucking Hunky Tony is not long for this world.
It's interesting that they didn't show us the murder, though. You know? I mean, that happened also
It hasn't happened yet.
The big Texas man, we did not see him die. He just walked into that building, remember?
Well, no, I don't think it's happened.
Mm-hmm. The murder itself,
it's still it's still a fake kidnap.
Yeah.
Right, it has not progressed actual murder.
I think either Hunky Tony is going to start having doubts, or Columbo is going to get hot on Hunky Tony's tail, and then Jarvis is going to kill him.
Which, like, by the way, what kind of cop, what kind of detective Columbo is, still very unclear. He does homicide, he does theft, he does missing persons.
General purpose. He is a homicide or future homicide detective. If he detects that the case will become a homicide in the future, he just grabs the case file out of the hands of whoever is currently on it and says, "This one's mine." And then shows them his sharp, sharp teeth.
Mm-hmm.
And they usually back off.
Okay. So that's what the relationship here is. Wow.
Incredible.
He told it to me on the telephone. I'm like, That is the saying.
Not the way I make them.
Ugh. And my final tip, my final addition, distilled blood, so it has to be thicker.
First, here's how I make a martini. Step one, make a regular martini. Step two, add a lot of gelatin.
Not gelatin, molasses. Just, you know, put in enough molasses that the drink has a tension when you poke it.
Oh my god. Enough, oh my god!
This Adonis!
Where did they find a porn star? I guess
this guy does not like cops.
I guess this was before everyone would immediately spot it when you just put a porn star on television.
Very true.
Well, did porn films exist yet?
Yes.
Yeah, it's the '70s.
Oh, and they would have been like in theaters.
Yeah,
look at how heavily feathered back his hair is. I think he's got like a fringe of shorter hair in front that he just kind of like gels to make this like ridge that the other hair may not pass.
I have a lot of respect for this man's hair. Why is he?
Columbo pat her shoulder from as far away as he could get.
He's like, I can't actually, please don't make me get closer.
Yeah. You really don't want your aura and my aura intersecting.
I this entire situation has been fraught with electricity and tension. I'm sorry, I must go.
Long car. I love how much of a fucking bully this guy is.
Yeah.
This is a dope score.
Yes, no, I like this score a lot. These strings are fucking
this melody is rad.
Out.
Remember when TV had music?
Yeah, not this stupid pop stuff that we've got nowadays. It's all just horns and beats.
No, it's more like I don't remember any piece of music in TV anymore outside of the intro.
Yo, Legion has an incredible score.
Riverdale also has a very good score.
Sabrina the Teenage Witch.
Stranger Things has a great score. Well known for its good score.
Can you hum me a Stranger Things melody?
No, stop. Well, I mean, the intro melody is like bop, 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 bop.
Hi, I'm a Columbo plant.
Are you going to water me?
I need 8 hours of sunlight a day and 2 cups of water.
They say you gotta say nice things to your plants. Say something nice to me.
I'm perennial, but I leave behind a bulb, so I'll be back next year.
This fucking jacket closes up.
That's exactly what I was imagining.
$1,200.
Why would you do this?
Orchids, okay.
Columbus just like burying his face in the orchids.
Oh, yes.
Maybe Jarvis stinks really bad. So Columbo is trying to get deep in those orchids.
Maybe orchids in Columbo's culture are a form of aphrodisiac or maybe some kind of extremely powerful drug.
Honestly, I think the more likely thing is that he's trying to pick out flowers for his bite. Like, he's going to ask, like, Can I take some of these flowers and there will be like a murder weapon in them?
Oh, your drawer gun happens to be inside of this orchid.
And for some reason, Jarvis would allow Columbo to take a $1,200 flower.
Well, I mean, people will give Columbo. Remember when that murderer gave Columbo a stack of books?
Remember that time that murderer gave Columbo a key to his fucking house?
Yeah. I remember both of these. Do you remember when Columbo was just, like, in the murderer's car?
Or when he was on
like,
the murderer's
hanging out,
boat?
Playing around.
Remember the time that murderer tried to, like, scare Columbo into submission?
It worked well. God.
So many gambits have been employed to attempt to intimidate Columbo out of a case.
Remember that episode where Columbo, like, the murderer has to, like, pretend to bury a body so Columbo thinks it's been buried? And then
good.
In the middle of the night, after it's revealed that it wasn't buried there, he puts it back at the body in the hall?
Yeah, Pat, we all watched these with you. We remember.
They were
you
attempting
guys
to shame
Columbo.
Remember
that time Columbo wore a coat?
Actually, no.
Oh, wait,
I don't
so this
remember
guy's
that
his uncle.
One. That's a pretty
well.
Deep cut. This guy's what?
This guy's also that kid's uncle.
Ah. Alright, excuse me, Jarvis. I gotta get my face back in these flowers. You smell like a delicious cheese, but a foul-tasting human.
Imagine the kind of relationship you'd need to have with your uncle for you guys to be like, hey, yeah, let's conspire to fake my kidnap and scheme a whole lot of money.
This is gonna be great. I'm excited about it.
Like, what does the rest of that Thanksgiving dinner look like with your siblings and other aunts and uncles? Oh. Damn.
Wow.
Old Jarvis.
That's not a great way to get someone to not think you murdered someone.
No, it wasn't. Well, he's not
Well,
dead.
He hasn't committed murder yet.
Yeah, he's still
Well, but, like, it's a missing persons. Like, it's a great way to, like, give yourself motive to say, I hate
really
this person.
I really appreciate that you just assume every person who's been kidnapped has actually just been immediately murdered.
I mean, what, it's like 48 hours, they say? And then after that, just give up because you'll never see him again?
Oh my god.
That's how I live my life. If I haven't seen someone in 48 hours, I assume they're dead.
Yeah.
Oh, I was saying oh my god to her holding Brick Big Stuff's hand. He was just like crouched on the couch. It was dwarfed by his mass.
Hey, is this a real telephone van or is this one of those spy vans?
Excuse me, do you mind if I wipe my sandwich on your van?
Look who it is!
It's Officer Desperate.
Did he get that hamburger out of a handkerchief?
Yes.
He just
had it wrapped up in a napkin. I finally got the permission to bring some food from my home plane.
Do you remember that episode where I got that takeout with the golf trainer? This is from that.
Oh, they're running surveillance.
This is an 18-month-old burger.
Take a bite. That way I know you're not a cop.
I'm going to keep hazing you until I feel
God.
Satisfied.
Like, I really want the turtleneck and blazer look to come back so everyone can look terrible.
It's great, though. Like, I like that he decided, you know what, my blazer is going to be a lighter color than this turtleneck to make sure people see this fucking turtleneck.
Yeah, you know what I look good in? A powder blue turtleneck and a white jacket.
Literally, there's no worse. There's literally nothing better I could wear at this moment. This guy also rocking a turtleneck and jacket. Turtleneck and jacket.
One of my favorite things about fashion in television or fashion in movies is that often people doing costuming, like, don't give a single fuck what the person they're putting a costume on looks like. They just have an idea of what the clothes for the role should be beforehand. So,
very
like,
true.
This big beefy man absolutely should not be wearing a suit and a turtleneck. There's plenty of 70s clothes that go well with a big burly man.
Yeah.
But they put him in some bullshit just because they decided that's what he should be wearing. And, like, it makes for some hilarious combinations. I'm thinking of Legion right now. There's a character in there who's an extremely powerful telekinetic, and at one point they put him in a suit with, like, a Nehru collar, and he's, like, close to balding, and it just makes him look like a total ponce.
I thought you were going to say with a t-shirt and plaid vest.
Oh, I mean, that's also really bad. There's some straight-up, like, costuming gaffes in Legion, as much as I like the overall aesthetic of that show.
Well, I think if you want to portray a time period accurately, you have to remember that there's good style, but then people also had very bad style.
I don't think that's necessary.
Is it
I feel like, especially
in
a show like Legion.
Is style of the era that you're portraying? Is that...
Well, it's like, you gotta have your Daniel Craig as Bond, and then you gotta have Kevin Smith in his jorts and oversized hockey jersey.
And you have to have
oh
them talking
God.
To each other.
Yeah. They're extras. They're extras in an episode. Because that's real, guys.
That's what life is like.
That's the aesthetic truth. There's no...
It's the aesthetic truth.
Yeah, if you want to portray reality, you
Patrick,
can't just clean it up.
Patrick decides he's going to die on this hill.
I say, Patrick says this as he puts on his jorts.
Patrick's case for jorts, an essay.
I'm just the extra on someone's
TV show.
Is
that the new name of this fucking podcast? A case for jorts?
A modest denim proposal.
We did it, everybody.
Listen, enough of these babies. Bring on these jorts.
I like that deep.
I love how he just totally gave up the game at the beginning of the call. And I love how he's just like chugging water constantly.
I like that they're still doing this like role play.
Yeah.
It's like the bomb caller robberies where that guy goes on a scavenger hunt.
Mastermind,
even though he's probably
or
in on it. You're thinking of Evil Genius,
the
Netflix
yeah.
documentary? I just mean the crime in general.
Yeah, that too. The score is dope.
Is this... Okay,
I hope make it go down the hill at night. That's how you will figure out.
I'm glad that they at least had the sense not to try and conduct this chase in Columbo's car. I like to think that there was a scene we didn't get to see where Columbo gestured at his dusty old box, and they were like, no.
This technology.
That's right. In the 1970s, they invented a telescopic lens that also doubled as a personal massager. And a laser gun.
I know, I was going to say, he's got a fucking Han Solo blaster there.
Really, everything's a personal massager if you're willing to rub it on yourself at a certain angle.
You just gotta... There's a mathematical proof out there somewhere.
I see you started your second paragraph
for every
of your essay,
object.
Patrick.
Yeah.
A case for jorts, part two.
What
using
I think
the
of personal massagers.
Massage.
The mathematics of orgasm.
Oh my god.
The reason why jorts are the greatest massage tool.
Stop making massages sexual.
That's fine, yeah.
Imagine how much easier this would have been, like, doing this now, and he could have just got a guy on TaskRabbit to be like, hey, put on this mask and carry this briefcase up a hill. I'll be back.
He could have got on his iPhone, his 1975 iPhone, and gone on TaskRabbit. I think back in the 70s, they just posted notes on bulletin boards when they needed shit like that done.
You're the one where you gotta, like, take a little flag?
Or, maybe they paid the town crier to shout about it in the center of town.
I need someone to put on stockings on their head and run a briefcase up a hill.
This.
And then back down.
I gotta say.
Columbo comes up and he's like, hey, I'll do it.
The best thing about this is they did not make it too overly complicated, so there's not a lot of places where it could fail or they could get caught, you know.
Do you think he goes back to a cliff and pushes the car down?
No, is definitely the simplest way they could have done it.
What if no one dies?
Then I'm getting my fucking money back. That's what's gonna happen. Three-dimension photographs? What?
Oh, shit. Hard light models, Hugh. We lost the tech at Y2K.
Then what is the three-dimension photo?
Yeah, what?
I just said, it's like detective vision. When you like recreate a crime scene, and it's like just 3D light models.
Why are you trying to cross Columbo over with Heavy Rain?
I was thinking of Batman, but
you're
also
trying so
Heavy
hard.
Rain.
Why don't you just get on archive of your own, see if there's any Heavy Rain
yeah,
X Columbo fanfic?
Well,
we
I
know
do
we,
everyone's,
we know you
do everyone's
have it
favorite
up.
Segment.
Hey, listen, I already did it off mic after last week, and I can't. There's none of that, but there is Columbo and Batman Beyond crossover. So it's on the table.
That,
well,
you
thank
know,
God we got that segment out of the way as fast as possible.
If someone's going to start pitching me a sci-fi Columbo, I'm not going to complain.
Actually, I'd be really okay with it. You're right.
Oh, like Columbo in the 22nd century?
Yeah.
All right, third paragraph of your essay should be about how should be about arguing that Columbo is cyberpunk.
Wait, why did this guy drive off?
What do you mean, why did he drive off?
Why did he drive straight to the cops who were down at the bottom of the hill?
They were on the other side of the hill. They were following him.
I gotta say, we've done a bad job of watching this one episode. I think we need to get back to our roots and watch the Columbo more.
Well, So first of all, I'd contend that from episode one, we've done a bad job of watching the episode. But also, most of this episode have just been Jenkins or Jankum or whatever the fuck his name is being rude as hell to Columbo. Well, look at what he just did. He could have hurt someone driving off suddenly like that. He thinks since his car is so long, he's all powerful.
That's right. How dare you respect me? Do you know the length of my car, sir?
Consider how much car energy I have.
I doubt you could even handle a car of this length.
Neanderthal. Did he just call Columbo hairy and small and squat?
It's not a bad description.
Yeah, he's not wrong.
Ugh. No respect.
But also, body shaming Columbo is completely ineffectual.
He just keeps growing faster and faster.
Well, he also doesn't subscribe to human standards of, like,
of appearance. Human, of human shape.
Yeah. He's like, on my planet, people with short legs are considered attractive.
So whose money is this again?
It's his money.
This is his own.
Trust.
Yeah,
he can't
only get it out
it.
Of the trust fund in case of an emergency. Here comes the murder.
God, Jarvis,
wait,
I knew you were
but we're not near any drawers.
Discipline.
How did you get that gun?
Damn, he's so strong. Did you see the recoil?
No, I know. He just stiff-armed that shit.
Well, he did keep describing Hunky Tony as weak. So maybe Hunky Tony was actually, like, he had a medical thing going on. Where if he was impacted by, like, an airsoft bullet, he would die.
That rare condition.
Maybe he was... I mean, it's just weakness. Doctors can only refer to it as weakness.
The weakness.
Oh, no, this child has the weakness.
Fuck. It's like some Stephen King shit right there. Columbo should be flipping. Now you never know.
Do police in the world of Columbo not know how kidnapping works?
Yeah, he's got to, like, describe to them how kidnapping works.
He's super surprised that kidnappers would kill someone after getting the ransom money.
I mean, listen. That's why the police recommend you don't give in to their demands.
Columbo brought his shitty dead plant.
All right, tell me what's wrong here, doctor. What can we do? Look, do we need a transfusion? Do you need my blood?
Do you think my blood could save the plant?
I vomited a lot of blood into it, thinking that might help. But I honestly think it didn't even appreciate it.
I've also tried hotboxing it with gremlin weed. It did get very, very stoned, but other than having some pretty serious revelations about, like, its identity and what it wants... It didn't really get any better physically.
It quit its desk job. Now it's talking about how it wants to do something more creative with its life. I don't know, but what can we do? Oh, Columbo, good job making this guy explain everything to you.
Yeah, here he comes. Here comes he. He's not just a rude and condescending murderer. He's an explainer.
That's right.
This dude is double fucked.
You know, I think Columbo would work a lot better in a modern one if it was a woman, and it was just a bunch of guys just mansplaining to her.
Oh my god, it would. But then the show would be too short.
Yeah, exactly. Just immediately like, oh honey, come here. You're just like, oh no.
Oh no. Ooh, Columbo's doing ballistics.
Well, but here's the thing. Columbo doesn't need ballistics. He can just gaslight people and make them fucking admit shit. Like, that's like his... That's what he's doing here. He's like, oh, yeah, I ran some fucking wire through that. No, just fuck you. It would have killed him. Believe me, I'm a cop.
And you probably don't remember that much about this hastily planned kidnapping thing you did.
Yeah, exactly.
I just got all these.
Are Columbo's pockets just full of tiny paper?
Yeah. He's like, I keep seeing you guys trade these things back and forth for items, but every time I go to a store, they won't take them from me.
These papers used to be a book, but then I disassembled it to see if I could shuffle around the contents and observe any secret truths.
Nope, it doesn't work. I like that he's trying to, like, guilt Columbo for doing his job. Did you really be a cop right now?
Do you think Columbo's really good at pool?
I think he's good at it, but he doesn't use a pull cue. He has his own method.
He uses his finger. He points his finger out, and then uses his other hand to, like, swing it like a pull cue.
Yeah. And every time someone tells him to use a pull cue, he's like, what are you talking about? Why would I ever do that?
Can we comment on the fact that his, like, elaborate pool sitting room is adjacent?
Yeah.
And connected to his greenhouse?
I just noticed that. That's amazing.
I like to play a few rounds of pool and then go check on my flowers. Didn't expect the telephoto lens.
Oh, we were wrong.
Columbo just immediately pocketing a ball.
That's why he's so bad. Because he's using it like normal.
Oh right, he doesn't want to show off how good he is, because then that might send the wrong message.
Yeah, no sir.
I kind of like that Columbo's like, you know what I'm going to do? I'm just going to fucking play with this dude's shit. No asking. I don't give a fuck.
Honestly, this has to be the benefit of having to deal with rich people all the time.
Yeah, very true.
Yeah, he's
got to
get
no
something
upkeep,
out of it.
No upkeep, but you get to fuck with their shit.
This man has been so rude to his ass.
Because of sexism.
Because they asked me and I told them. I said, Don't let her deliver the money. She'll just keep going. A weed stogie. I'll just put this out. Wow, this is his nephew?
Yeah.
He killed his own nephew?
Yeah, talk about... Yeah, it's good that he's his last... Yeah, good thing it's his last family, because otherwise that'd be an awkward Thanksgiving.
Columbo just makes a get away hand gesture. Did Jankum stage an elaborate kidnapper lunch tableau?
That's obvious. Columbo immediately saying, fuck that.
So, which one is his wife?
The brown-haired one.
I love that this lady imagines you can just tell a cop to strike something you said from the record.
I killed a guy. Oh wait, strike that from the record, please. Thank you.
She's very good at lying. Oh, you think?
John.
I mean, she's got a buff manservant basically carrying her around the house on his shoulders.
Columbo's so disappointed there's not a pool table here. You can tell.
His body there's language. Nothing to do in your apartment. You should get, like, an Atari or something.
I'm trying to scare you. I'm just going to say something extremely terrifying.
I think you're a very honest person, and I guess you're free to interpret that as a compliment.
Hell yeah. Oh, man. Is that how Donald Trump made his money?
Oh, my God. In the 1970s, you could get money for anything. Why would you put a golden naked baby on your fucking wall?
I want to know why she has stuffed animals next to the phone.
Yeah, you guys are so judgy right now, I swear. Why would you have this next to this?
Well, I just want to know why an adult has stuffed animals lying around.
I've seen this. This reminds me of a stupid study I've seen of, like, 90% of men still travel with their teddy bear, and there's no way that's fucking true, right?
Wait, no, there's no way that's true.
I mean, not that high, but it was like, you know, it was like some like 20 to 30% or something.
Who here even has a teddy bear? Who even here even remembers what teddy bear they would have had since they were a child?
I do.
My
family still has it, but I don't travel with it.
Maybe they were actually measuring the, like, ratio of teddy bears to grown adults. In which case, I could see some real teddy bear freaks throwing off the measurements. a dude, like, just a dude who gets on a plane and just, like, completely pads his whole row with teddy bears.
So I was going to guess that maybe they just mixed it up and it's, like, a thing where actually it's more like, oh, 95% of men end up with teddy bears crawling in their mouths while they're asleep.
Oh, I hope that's a thing.
Columbo have induced her to reveal a secret. Columbo's gonna answer the phone. Hey.
Did you figure it out? Does she not know how to talk on a phone?
I guess not.
It starts
off with sounds
this
like she's
shit,
trying it for the
now
very
she's going
first
into this
time.
Weird. To whom I speak?
To whom?
Oh no!
To whom
oh, no.
does this phone box connecteth?
Oh no! Water, Columbo's greatest weakness.
No.
He hesitates getting on the boat.
Oh, he's so afraid.
Oh no!
He's really
so
not
scared.
Gonna do it.
I came from my mother, the interdimensional cube.
His name is Ken.
Of course it's Ken.
Oh my god, this fucking Kevin Sorbo Hercules guy just smiling in the back.
Yeah.
I love watching crime shows.
Just extremely secure in his bigness. That
exactly.
was the direction they gave him.
Make sure there's no question.
Look very confident in how big you are, they said.
He said, oh, like this? And they said, oh, wow!
Whoa!
Please.
Ken in trouble.
Ken, no.
I love this. I love that Columbo is just carpet bombing their relationship
no
real
joke.
Quick before he leaves.
He can't
okay,
help himself.
Okay, bye-bye.
He just sees it and he's like, oh, yes. Yes. Two people who are happy together? Fuck that.
I just, like, a part of me's like, why are we spending time with this when us, the audience, know these guys are a red herring?
Yeah. Like, it's like they introduce it so they have to fucking...
Well, I think we spent time on it so we could watch Columbo carpet bomb their relationship.
Yeah, I guess that is really the payoff.
Because I think this whole time we're supposed to empathize at least a little bit with Hunky Tony. Because he's doing this whole thing to get a bunch of money so that he can pay off his girlfriend's boyfriend. To make him leave so that his wife, I guess, will be faithful to him for about another week. I don't
yeah,
know.
Until the real Kevin Sorbo comes back.
Real Kevin Sorbo's like, you'll have to pay me $150,000.
Oh,
like,
no!
Or cast me in a show where I get to be shirtless. And he's just like looking at his checkbook.
I'm afraid the Flower-nasium is not a terribly safe place.
I was kind of hoping this was a Nathaniel Hawthorne short story with all the poison flowers.
Oh, yeah.
I was really hoping for that.
Well, no, you mean the non-poison flowers and the poison girl.
Yeah, that's right. Ha ha!
What a twist. What a twist.
What a great inspiration for Ninja Scroll.
Do you think that... Oh, my God.
Yeah, no. Exactly.
These cuts, they run so much deeper than I was expecting. A greenhouse is, like, a really good place to kill someone, because then you can just put their body, like, underneath a bunch of plants.
Yeah,
do a bunch
and
of dirt. But here's the problem.
He visibly has his kill gloves on. It's gonna happen.
The problem is, though, Pat, is that if you do that, then there's all this glass that's easy to break with bullets. So, why is broken pane? Maybe we should start digging up these plants.
Also, the blood will turn the flowers red.
Yeah.
And they'll start screaming.
Also, blood runs thicker than martinis. So...
Which is just such an inconvenient fact, because that means you can never describe... You can never hide blood by pretending it's a martini. I just spilled my martini there.
Hey, John, your martini looks like it's kind of thick. That wouldn't happen to be blood, would it?
No, look, it's got an olive in it. It's obviously a martini.
That's an eyeball, you fucking monster.
I bet there's a rich person out there whose blood is a martini.
I bet you could find
$4 million to be able to replace their blood with martini.
Yeah.
It's an IV bag full of martini. He can't help
That sounds like some pretty Manhattan Island shit.
I like that, like, listening through this. He's just, like, preparing for a murder. She's totally oblivious.
Yeah, she didn't even see him pick up a gun.
Like, she has a drawer gun. She knows the danger of drawers. She saw him walk over to a drawer, thought nothing of it. This woman is a fool.
It's because of all of the crimes I know I've committed.
Oh, man, for once Columbo's telepathy works against him.
No joke.
She's like, oh, that I have a weird buzzing feeling in my head. It's like someone is searching through my memories. So I trust you more than the cop.
I like this woman's attitude. Like, she's got a great vibe.
Man, things are going great for Jemby.
What do you think he should be doing with that money? If you were rich, how would you invest it?
He's probably going to buy a shitload more expensive flowers and then bathe in them naked.
I actually thought you were going to suggest he was going to buy more desks so he can put more guns in them.
I think that's
he may
very
also
likely.
Buy more guns.
Very likely.
Yeah, he'll probably just use it to fund more evil plots. He seems to be having a really great time. When he's working on an evil plot, he becomes this
100%
powerful
correct, John.
Character.
This is a guy like who loves evil plots. You don't quietly in a ladies' room with a gun
just
in your
casting,
hand.
Just silently casting a shadow.
Dude, it's wild that he's pointing that gun at her. When you came into this room, you made this choice.
Yeah, like you did not need to escalate.
Oh no, he's
framing her.
Yeah, he's framing her. He's putting the money in her room so that he could frame her.
This is a very different way. Like, you don't usually see this kind of shaky cam, like going from room to room like this.
You could put the money literally anywhere, dude.
I like the lighting. I don't know. I really like the way they're shooting this one.
It is also so like extremely ballsy to just walk into someone's room while they're sleeping there.
Right.
No one does that. That's not a real thing that happens to sleeping people. Does she have like a sleep disorder? No wonder this woman is so desperate for carnal pleasure. She wakes up incredibly tired every morning. She never gets a good night's sleep. She needs that big boy to make her feel better.
All right, this gun goes in this drawer.
Yeah, he couldn't just leave that gun there leave both guns there and have his drawer go empty.
Well, I mean, he's admitted that he owns an unlicensed gun to a cop. Not a great way to do that. Anybody that's listening, please do not tell cops about your guns.
Well, apparently in the 1970s they didn't care.
Oh, this guy has outthought Columbo, a key.
No, not really.
No, I know, but that's what I'm saying. That's a key way to make yourself a fucking suspect.
Yeah.
He's just going to be like, hey, I found this briefcase. Her fingerprints aren't on it, but yours are all over it. Like, he hasn't been wearing gloves this whole time.
Oh, yeah. No, he was. He was wearing his murder gloves, the ones that, like, come up around the palm really weirdly. Let's go into the house and I'll show you my incredible things.
Oh, man. I was going to say, if that cop just starts immediately playing pool, I think it proves that pool table is cursed to, like, hold the attention of whoever's in the room.
Columbo, we're here to arrest you.
Yes.
How did they find Columbo here?
I think Columbo's got some kind of beacon that they can easily follow. Maybe he's got, like, some kind of radiation he gives off that's specific to him.
It's just, like, he's at a hamburger stand in the middle of the night that looks like off of a freeway.
A.K.A. his house, you mean, Pat?
No, we've seen his house.
No, we haven't. Have we?
It's the void between scenes.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I know it's a lie, so do whatever you want.
I like Columbo just being like, Gary, here's some rope. Hang yourself, fucker.
You do the part of the case that makes you look like an idiot. I'll show up and do the rest.
Columbo just talking shit.
He's not talking shit. He's being perfectly amicable. That's the best thing about Columbo, is that he can say nice shit and mean it, but then also destroy you.
Also just make Columbo's sure.
Columbo's the guy who just is always around whenever you own yourself.
Haha, owned.
Wow, sir, it looks like you really got owned. What are the cuffs on this dress? Because I would like that on every garment I own.
That's some high energy shit right there.
Yeah, you know, it's
just like
about 18
inch hoops of fur.
Do you think that they're medical in purpose?
Oh, he's just marching the cavalry into her house.
Yeah, I was gonna say, like, a group of soldiers just come in and they're like, freeze, don't move.
Were you asking if the fur hoops had medicinal value?
Yeah.
yeah,
I mean,
that's
I'm sure they're great for anxiety.
All right.
Anytime
is there
you get anxious,
metal...
just stroke the fur hoops.
I feel like a metal detector would actually be extremely worthless inside of a house where there is going to be a shit ton of metal and things.
No joke.
I would like them to cut to a detective with a Geiger counter.
That would be great.
Just being safe, ma'am.
You never know who here is Godzilla.
Wait, what does that mean?
Oh, I think he framed the beefcake.
Oh.
I think he's framing both of them.
What is...
Okay. Oh my god! It's another bag inside of this bag.
Why did he make an elaborate matryoshka?
We really that damning?
I don't know.
What do you do? There's a whole bunch of hangers right there. They're all made out of metal.
He's got it tuned to sense guns only.
Damn. He's got the guns only setting on. I should get one of those and like put it to car keys only.
You should have put it to car only so that way you could find your car, Patrick.
Yeah.
That would be... Wait, that wouldn't be any more beneficial because the car's not small.
Yeah, but it would have told you where your car was. Shoes with metal trees in them?
The smoking shoe. Nothing? These guys gonna just sandbag that?
Wait, but she has a... She has a drawer gun. We saw her with one earlier, right? Or was that the blonde lady?
It was her husband's.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry. Jumping to conclusions.
Yeah, wait, why is this so hard? There's at least 42 guns in this house.
What? They need the right
This is
one.
The worst way you could ever hold a gun.
The only way you could do that any worse is if you did that and then whipped it around your head.
Like, I know, let's put something right next to the fucking trigger that could pull the goddamn trigger. This is a good idea. Trust me, I'm a cop smarty.
He's a professional policeman. What, are you going to question his training, Hugh?
Unfortunately.
Finally, we can get this frame job over with and I can spend the rest of my life driving my huge car around the city. This is all I ever wanted.
I want that to, like, I want to start crying and just start saying that, oh, I want it.
Of all the Columbo villains to like, break down and cry when they're caught, this might be the best one. I really want to see him just weep and gnash his teeth.
Yeah, I gotta say, like, we've had people that go and just get in the car, you know... Like, people that, like, tell Columbo he's a genius. Those are all okay. But I want to see
them...
a weeper.
Yeah, we need one that just gets
fucking
sloppy.
Yes.
Smoking up.
I'm remembering about my days when I was a garden gnome. It was beautiful.
I really like the idea that Columbo sent that guy off to make himself look like an idiot while he set up this fucking...
Yeah.
Hey, it's me.
Yep. Columbus just delaying as long as possible.
If I stall long enough, he'll offer me a plant.
Oh, yeah, that's exactly what's happening. Good call, Patrick.
That's so good.
Whoa, don't no reason to bring racism into it. Holy shit.
Grover.
Wow, this is maybe the hardest Columbo has ever bamboozled anyone.
Like,
he's
this has
him,
been
him
going
him
like,
no
oh,
information.
There's a rich man and there's a too smart man, but the problem is the too smart man hasn't killed anybody. I know. I'll make him think like an idiot and make him look like a total boob in front of all of the other cops.
I'm going to get my partner fired, and then I won't have a partner anymore.
That would be the greatest subplot of anything that they could do on Columbo. It's like every episode, new type of like hoity-toity partner, and Columbo always is just not giving a fuck. And he just gets him fired. This guy sounds so sad. What kind of stuff?
I thought I saw the case, Papa Columbo.
We got a VHS of him just shooting this victim.
Check this shit out.
Did Columbo just pay this courier with a kiss?
Absolutely. kiss and then slip some weed into his pocket.
I'm sure he gives him a firm pat on the bottom too. Don't worry.
Blue sheet of paper.
Wait, no, Mr. Columbo, that's paper.
Are you sure?
If the bullets don't fit, you must acquit.
That's right.
Who is this like Freddy Munster guy behind Fancy Detective? When did he get here? He looks like he should be out digging graves.
Yeah, I actually it's funny you say that, because I just looked at the IMDb and he's listed as the gravekeeper.
This is part of the very brief and very shallow crossover Columbo had with Tales from the Crypt.
That's right, you fuck.
Wait. Oh, shit.
Yeah, you remember when Mr. Goodland was talking about...
Yeah, but is the implication that between then and now, the bullet got sent to the police, analyzed, and brought back to him?
No. The implication is Columbo was lying to gaslight this guy into admitting shit. Come on. Pat!
Yeah.
We have watched a lot of this show.
You know, I really just didn't... It took me a minute, because I just didn't understand why someone would try to plant bullets in the dirt to grow a gun flap.
As far as I knew, y'all's oxygen atmosphere couldn't do it. Only the sulfur dioxide atmosphere that we have does that. This is just going into like the chemistry of his home planet.
You see, gunflowers need brimstone.
You idiot!
And that's when I realized you were trying to hide evidence. Whoa, Mr. Columbo, you got a wife.
Whoa.
Columbo knows he's not...
I gotta get my plant.
...like physically imposing enough for this
thing. I gotta get my wife.
I was hoping he was gonna just start pushing all the plants over.
My wife is the plant.
If I forget my wife will kill me.
Which is fair.
Oh, man. Those first three images were great key images for the episode.
Oh shit, Will Smith was in this.
Nice!
His first film. He was in this as a fetus.
Unfortunately left on the cutting room floor.
That was fun. There was more. I like that failed cutscene moment.
I think that's probably my favorite Columbo moment. Personally, I just
watching him eat shit and fall down a hill.
It's so good. It's something that I look at and I go, they could never make something that looks as genuine as this. Like, it just genuinely looks like a guy falling down a hill.
Because he's like trying to save it for so long. He's like running down the hill for such a long period of time
and then
trying
just
to recover.
Eats shit.
And then he just dies at the bottom.
And it's just great. I like that. That to me, it's just like one of those things where it's just like, wow. Yeah.
I remember doing that as a child, like starting to run down a hill, not realizing yes! how very, very steep it is. And then like you do run for a while, you run, but the whole time, you know, this is not going to work.
Yeah. Cause you can't figure out how you're supposed to slow down. Cause normally you just stop whenever you want to slow down. But this time it's like, no, if I stop, I will just eat shit.
Yeah.
And you also take those weird long steps where you're like falling while you run.
Yeah. And it's super uncomfortable.
Yes. yeah.
To be Columbo in that moment.
It's true. All right, John, you're going to sign us off?
Yeah.
What do you got? Hit me.
Remember to carry a flower around in case you encounter a bad-smelling stranger, and keep on smoking that wacky gremlin.